part two of Kosev. Okay, the first part of Kosev was the Levush versus the Magen Avraham. That was discussing more the Pe'ula of Ksiva, the necessary act that you have to do in terms of writing. Now we're going to discuss part two of Ksiva, which is fascinating. It may take us two shiurim, we'll see. I may have to do it tomorrow as well, but let's see how it goes. We're going to discuss the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Mem Sif Katan Yud. The Magen Avraham, pay close attention, says that it's mashma from the Gemara in Gittin on Chaf and Aleph that if one affixes a pre-made letter of silver, let's say, onto a garment, that's the case of there in Gittin, you affix a pre-made letter of made out of silver and he puts it onto a garment, the Gemara says that's called a ksav. How does he doesn't spell out exactly how he sees it in Gittin, but those Kalim, namely the Tosefta Shabbos and Shin Mem Sif Katan Yudalit, and also the Machatzis Shekel, they spell out how the Magen Avraham sees this halacha. So the Gemara there is speaking actually about a get shichur, where an adon is trying to release his eved, and he has to write him a get shichur to release him. So the Gemara is discussing which types of documents you're allowed to write, which ones will be effective for a get shichur. So one example that's given is a garment, and the Gemara says that if a person embroiders a letter onto a garment, that will not be a valid get shichur for the eved to go free. And Rashi in Gittin over there explains that this is because when you embroider this type of letter on the get shichur on the garment, it wasn't the case at hand was not firmly attached. The strings on the other side of the get were not firmly attached, but rather it was just, placed onto the garment, and the two ends of the rope, of the string on the other side, were not tied very well. So Tosefta Shabbos says, you see from here, and that's where the Magen Avraham got this halacha from. That the Magen Avraham understood that the only reason why embroidering this get shichur was not a valid get, not a valid ksav, was because it wasn't affixed properly. It wasn't attached tightly. It wasn't firmly attached. But if a person were to firmly attach a letter onto a garment in a firm way, then that would be considered a ksav. So based on this halacha, the Magen Avraham extends this halacha to Shabbos, and he says that it would be usser. That's the lashon he uses, usser, usser to do this on Shabbos. Meaning, a person were to take a pre-made letter, and he would affix it onto a background, and he firmly place it there, that would be subject to the Isser of Kosev on Shabbos. Okay? That's the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham that's brought down by Shin Mem. This is going to get. Yeah, go ahead. Ooh, very good. You do want to get to that soon. Very good. Well, no, let's. He's saying one letter, but. He's saying that this is called an act of ksiva, so if you were to do two letters, it would be aser. Yeah, it's one letter, but you're right. But in the context of kosev, but let's say it will be two letters. It's still not so clear in the Magen Avraham whether when he says the word aser, does he mean deoraisa or derabanan? We're going to get to that momentarily. Yes, Ruby. Now, I usually can tell when you have a question. But okay, you hear the chumrah of the Magen Avraham? Okay, now you guys can see where this is going. This is going to have a lot of practical applications. So hold tight. We have to develop the analysis first. So the Magen Avraham is machmir, and it says it will be usher on Shabbos, just like we see that it's ksav by get. It'll be a ksav by Shabbos, and it'll be usher to fill to affix a pre-made letter onto a background on Shabbos. Now the Nishmas Adam, who is the Chayy Adam, he questions this extraction that the Magen Avraham is making from this Gemara in Gittin. He says it's a very basic difference. He goes on to argue, and he says, what do you mean? In that case, the person was embroidering. He was actively making the letter onto the garment. So maybe that you can extract, that if you embroider and you do it firmly, then you're chayv. But you, Magen Avraham, you're trying to extend it even to just attaching, affixing a pre-made letter or two letters onto a garment. That's not forming the garment, the letter itself. That's just affixing a pre-made letter. So the Nishmas Adam goes to argue on the Magen Avraham, but this is how the Magen Avraham holds. The Igros Moshe also seems to mitigate the Magen Avraham's Chumrah, And he says, even the Magen Avraham himself didn't say Chayiv De'oraisa. It's mashmat the Magen Avraham agrees that Midoraisa this is not Kosev. It's just a Chumra Midurabanan that this would be subject to the Isser Kosev. But the Maisa, it's at least a Chumra Midurabanan. So the question becomes, what exactly is the Magen Avraham's thesis of Kosev? Why is this considered a ksav, considered a iser of kosev on Shabbos? So, Rav Victor Nevensal, for those who went to Netiv Aryeh, Rav Victor Nevensal in Yerushalayim Mu'adea, he explains this Magen Avraham, this Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. And he says that up until now, we've been assuming that the definition of kosev on Shabbos is when a person creates and forms letters, or creates and forms a picture. He creates and he forms the actual letters themselves on Shabbos. However, the Magen Avraham seems to be holding of a new definition of kosev on Shabbos, where the point is that when a person writes a letter, am I boring you, Reuven? I'm just joking. When a person writes a letter on Shabbos, on a piece of paper, on one hand, you can say he's creating letters. But on the other hand, you can envision the act that he's doing as filling in a background. Malachas kosev means to fill in a background, to be memala the reka, to input a picture or a letter in a background. That's malachas kosev. So says Rav Victor, that's the pshat in the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. It's true that in the case of Gittin, maybe you're embroidering it. But that's not the definition of Malachas Kosev from the Magen Avraham. The definition of Malachas Kosev means to fill in a background. So it doesn't matter whether I embroider the letter onto the background or I affix a pre-made letter onto the background. The point is that before that letter was put onto the background, the letter was not complete. I am now completing the ksav by giving it a contrasting background behind the letter. Without that background, it's just a floating letter. But now that I filled in the background, I'm actually doing an act of kosev. That's how Rav Avital wants to be mazvir the Magen Avraham. Let's digest that. Let's digest that for a second. Yeah, Loops. Whoa. The ripped yes you are. The ripped page and the parochas are on a background. The letters are on the background, just the letters are not connected. You are arranging the letters to now be on the background that already was on. It's in the background. You just have to you're taking me too literally. I don't mean that you have to actually put it into the background. I mean, the concept of writing on Shabbos means to fill in a background. So if I, like the Magen Avraham's case is the easiest case, I have a floating letter and I put it onto a garment. I'm filling in the garment's background with a letter. So too, when it comes to a parochas, these two half letters are on a background already, but they don't make up letters of ksav yet because you're missing letters. You need two letters, but they're on a background. So when I attach the two, I arrange the two, I put them together, I am now completing the filling in of this background by putting the letters together and making a complete background with two letters. I'll make it even easier to understand. The background, when the two half letters are separate, the background, there's no unification of the background. So really, when I put together the two half letters together, I am now making, so to speak, a new background, meaning by combining the two, and memela, the letters are being put into that background. Think about that. But let's not compare to the previous year yet. Let's first adjust this year. I hear your point. Okay. Yes, Yehuda. Rav Avraham. Yeah, so well, it depends. If the Magen Avraham meant Deoraisa, so this would be a definition Deoraisa. But perhaps Rav Mitzal would say that this would be the definition of how Chazal were Machmir Midrabanan. Why they were Machmir Midrabanan? Midoraisa, Kosev means to write letters. Midrabanan, Chazal came along and they were Machmir that even if you just fill in a background, you're also in violation of Kosev Midrabanan. So it's a formulation of the Magen Avraham. Whether you hold it's Doraisa or Derabanan, it doesn't show you that it's Doraisa. It's just that if you were to understand the Magen Avraham on a Doraisa level, this is how you would define Kosev Doraisa. If you were to define Magen Avraham on a Derabanan level, this is how you would understand what the Chumrah of the Derabanan would mean. Okay, let's bring this to life a little bit. Reuven, you're going to love this application. Eliezer, I think you would also appreciate this. Okay, Yehuda, maybe, depends. We'll see. Okay, here we go. We have three applications of this chumrah of the Magen Avraham. Now, don't forget that Ishmas Adam argues on the Magen Avraham, but Lameisa he brings it down with halacha. He's machmir for the Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand it, but he's still machmir. So he has questions on it, pikpukim, but he's still machmir for the Magen Avraham. So let's discuss three applications of this chumrah of the Magen Avraham. Application number one. This is so much fun, Reuven. Ooh, Eliezer, get ready for this one. Okay, I want to see smiles and laughter. Here we go. The Shilas and Tshuvas, Machazeh Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Karp. He was nifter a year or two ago from Gateshead, England. He is a big Paisik, was a big Paisik. So he raises the following issue. Is it mutter to build objects out of Lego on Shabbos? Now, hold on. We're not discussing. Now we're going to go through different malachas. We already discussed some of them, but we're going to focus in on Kosev. Let's get out of the other ones first. The Machaz Eliyahu says that he first starts off by pointing out that there's no issue of Makir Patish or Lechor, even Bona, when it comes to Legos, because we've seen in the past, if you remember, that Reuven actually mentioned this by electricity, that if something is regularly assembled and disassembled, that's called Derech Tashmisho. And that's not called a malacha on Shabbos if you're regularly assembling, disassembling. Reuven, okay, you should write this tshuva. Listen up. Okay, good. So in terms of makir patish and boneh, there's no issue. Because of a general qualification that we've had in the past of Derech Tashmisho. When it's regularly assembled, disassembled, it's not bonin. That's called using. That's not called building. That's called using. That being the case, the Machaz Eliyahu wants to bring up the following problem of Kosev, possibly. And he says that there are two ways in which a person can build Legos. One way a person can build Legos, I mean, because let's just back up a step. Kosev is not restricted to letters. Kosev, the Rambam says, also applies to pictures and forms. And tziulim, any diagrams, any type of picture is also considered kosev. So says the Machaz Eliyahu, there are two types of Legos. Sometimes kids play with Legos where they are playing with, they make a car and they're zooming the car back and forth and then they break it, whatever. It's meant to be used as a toy. They're building the Lego and then they're going to use it as a toy. So in that situation, that's not kosev because you're not, the intent of building that car, let's say, was not meant for it to be a picture. It was meant to be used as a vroom, vroom, vroom. But, like Reuven just said, there are very creative and artistic people, such as Reuven in his early years and probably nowadays also, Reuven, we caught you, who follow the instructions and they take pride in the art that they just made. So they'll build this beautiful, complicated submarine or helicopter or action figure, whatever it is, and they will now place it like a trophy almost. Reuben, you can show us your background now for real, on their wall, in their room, and it's going to be on display for who knows how long. The point, the tachlis of the Lego was not to use the car vroom, 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 but it was meant to be on display. So says the Machaz Eliyahu, so this may be kosev. Should this be or should this not be kosev? Because you are now. No, I told you. We got out of boneh. We got out of. Yes. But I want to point out that Derech Tashmisho doesn't have such a short window. You can have a longer window for Derech Tashmisho. If you're going to end up putting it away, then it could be it's also mutter. But anyway, there's other heterim you're going to see soon that get it out of bonah. The Machaz Eliyahu is focusing on kosev. You're right. I hear your point because it's a long-term discussion. But it could be that you can have it for even a longer term, a week or 2 weeks, and still call derech tashmisha. But in terms of kosev, so the Machaz Eliyahu says that you're basically you're making a 3D picture by building this Lego. You're making a 3D picture. So would this be kosev or not? So the Machaz Eliyahu says this will depend on our issue. When we say kosev, does kosev mean simply creating and forming letters or pictures, or does kosev mean that you have to fill in a background? If you hold the malach of kosev is simply just creating and forming letters, and there's no necessity to make a background, so it would follow that making a letter or making a picture on display or making this Lego piece on display, this 3D image, would be kosev, because the fact that it doesn't have a background doesn't matter. Lemaisa, it's a 3D image, and you create and you form that kosev. So that would be ksav. But, says the Machaz Eliyahu, the Magen Avraham would turn out to be a kula in this case. Because the Magen Avraham says that the definition of kosev is to fill in the background. Mashma, that the background is a chelek, it's a part of the ksav. And so if you build a 3D image of your out of your Lego set without a background, that's lacking in kosev, that's lacking in the ksav. And so the Magen Avraham would be matir, such a Lego set. So that's what the Machaz Eliyahu points out. And just let's finish off this application before time runs out, and you can ask your questions. The Machaz Eliyahu says that the truth is, this is actually also brought down as a machlokas achronim in other places in Shas. The Ragat Shavar in Safos Paneach, he brings a raya from a Gemara, we're not going to go through it, in Erev and in Tzadivav, that the Gemara says that when you tie the Dalid or the Yud on your tefillin, like the Kesher, the Gemara only has a problem with the Kesher Shel Yud, the Kesher Shel Dalid, because of Melechas Kosher. That's the only issue the Gemara has on Shabbos with tying it on Shabbos. So the Ragachever says, why didn't the Gemara have a problem with your Dalid or the Yud? Because of Kosev, you're making a letter. So says the Ragachever, you see from here that you need a background, like the Magen Avraham. You need a background in order to violate Kosev on Shabbos. That's a Safas Paneach. So Safas Paneach seems to be working with the Magen Avraham's approach that in order to violate Kosev, you need a background. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish and others, and the Chayyadim also argue on this point, and they seem to hold that on Shabbos you do not need a background. You do not need to make a background. How do we see this? Because they say, for example, the Chazon Ish says, it's usher to make cake or dough into a shape of a letter. Let's say I want to make a cake on Shabbos in the letter R for Reuven without any background. So it says the Chazon Ish, barring technical heterim, that would have been usher. So you see from the Chazon Ish that he doesn't need a background. So the Machaz Eliyahu says that this generic issue of whether or not a ksav needs a background is really a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Nishmas Adam like we had before, and also between the Safas Paneach and the Chazon Ish, where Magen Avraham and the Ragachover are holding that you need to have a background in order to violate kosev, whereas the Chazon Ish and the Nishmas Adam are saying you don't need a background. What's the natkam? You know, what's the practical application? This Lego case, when you have a 3D Lego that is on display, specifically that case, then is it going to be usher on Shabbos for kosev or not? According to the Magen Avraham and the Ragachover, since you need a background, you will be potter, it'll be mutter to do. And it'll come out, the chumrah of the Magen Avraham by filling in a background, by putting a pre-made letter onto a garment, is ending up to be a kula here, because here you're lacking a background. Whereas, lefi the Chazon Ish, and lefi the Nishmas Adam, lechor, it should be aser, because you don't need a background for ksav. Ksav just means forming the letters, creating the letters. That's the Machaz Eliyahu's diyun. In terms of psak halacha, we're not going to be able to do the last two applications, but just to finish off this application, in terms of psak halacha, if you're wondering whether or not you can make these Lego sets on Shabbos for display only, so the Machaz Eliyahu paskins that he's not so comfortable permitting making a 3D you know, objects out of Lego on Shabbos to be put on display, in light of the fact that we just saw that a number of poskim, Chazanish and others, are machmir, that you don't need a background, and it would be a problem with Kosev. But the Machzal Yom says that if you see Reuven doing it on Shabbos, our Reuven, you don't have to be Moicha. You don't have to be Moicha because the Maisa, he can't be Meikle. Reuven has what to rely on. He's not willing to matcher the Chatzila, but if you see someone else doing it, you don't have to be Moicha and say, what is that guy doing? He's doing Kosev on Shabbos. You can let him be, you can let him do his thing. Now, it is important to point out that the Shiloh Zechuvah's Or LeZion, Tzion Abba Shaul, he has an overriding heter on Legos that takes all of this makes all of this irrelevant. He says in general, this is just good to know, as fathers, Mutashem, or even as current Lego players, he has a general heter, that anytime you form, connect different items to build something on Shabbos, it's mutter. Because the fact that a person is doing it for the sake of a mischak, he's just doing it to play with as a play toy, that's not called kosev. Even if the different pieces are put together, form a picture, doesn't make a difference. He says in Bona, Makapatish, Kosev, they're all mutter when you're playing Legos, because whenever you're doing it for the sake of just playing, that's not really called the Tsurus HaMalacha of building, of Makim Patish, of Kosev. You're doing it for the sake of playing. That's not called building a real object. So you have that heter to rely on also. So we have a nafkamina for how to understand Kosev. But you should always keep in mind that the Or LeZion does matir this, all cases of Legos, based on this overriding heter. Okay, so let's stop here. That's application number one. Mention tomorrow, we'll do two and three. Before tomorrow, does anybody have questions on what we said so far? We were just showing that the Chazanish holds that you don't need a background, because he says that you're not allowed to make a cake on Shabbos out of the letter R, let's say, or out of the letter Y. The Chazanish holds, he paskins, that when the Chazanish says that if you make a cake out of the letter R, out of the letter Y, even though, so he says it's Oster, and you see from there that it doesn't need a background. The fact that the Tzuras HaPas, the Tzuras HaCake, is made in the shape of that letter is already an issue of Kosev. He has technical heterim to be moderate, but without those technical heterim, which is specific to those cases, in general, if a person just makes a floating letter on Shabbos, the Chazanish would answer it. Okay, Shkoyach. Okay, Rebbe, feel free to start.